He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
It's a great year to be alive.
It is?
Yeah. I think good things are coming our way.
I can't believe it's 2005. Goodness gracious.
So what's cooking?
Soup is on the stove. Boil those bones and make a soup. It's a great way to stay warm in the cold winter months, isn't it?
No, I like you don't soup. Get soup is just delicious. And I do get cold, and I like to heat up with some nice, hot, natural, homemade soup.
You know, and this is when I should be fattening up, because I'll tell you, I freeze in the wintertime.
What do you mean, should be?
I have a lot of body fat on me, and so that can really work against you, too, sometimes, because getting cold is no fun. I have to have a hot bath in order to get warm. So what I do, and I just made a turkey, lentil, lemon, garlic soup last night, didn't I? And what did you think?
Fantastic.
Wasn't that good?
As I said, this has got to be the best one yet.
You say that every time. Oh, you're so nice. So I took a turkey. We had like a couple of meals out of it.
Did you dance with it again in the kitchen?
Right. And I boiled the bones after we'd scraped it down. The marrow from the bone is very healthful as well, isn't it? Boiling those bones.
Yeah, that's part of the secret of using the bones.
Right.
To get the marrow and the elements from the bone mass itself.
So I fill it with filtered water, of course, and add a whole slew of garlic cloves and some herbs if I like. And then I boil it for about 4 hours. Then I put it in the fridge overnight. After that, then I skim off the fat and add lots of vegetables such as carrots, onions, leeks, celery, cabbage. The list goes on and on and on. Whatever vegetables that you like or your family likes or whoever you're cooking for. You can add sage, oregano, brag, soy, veget, spike, whatever herbs and spices that you like, and plenty of garlic.
Always.
Plenty of garlic.
I read a study yesterday from the Colgan Institute about garlic helping to suppress the formation of nitric oxide, which is really, really cool. Because nitric oxide, if not regulated inside the body, can really damage your brain. So that was really neat to understand. Now I know why I love that freaking garlic. Man, it because it regulates things in my brain, baby.
Well, I think I better take some more.
But soup, that is got to be one of the most basic fundamental foods. And yet, how many people today in 2005 are making homemade soup?
And I just take a lot of the leftovers.
Don't buy that canned stuff,
no,
people.
No,
don't buy it. It's
no.
Loaded with sodium.
And if you make a lot,
chemicals.
We freeze it as well. Right. And now, what's very interesting, you may not even realize that I do this, but what I do is I sometimes chunk the vegetables. You know how I make it really chunky and the meat or fish or chicken is really chunky in
yeah.
the soup? And other times I
got to eat it with a fork.
Sometimes I grate it. So
yes.
It's the same soup. It's just the different texture of the vegetables.
Yeah. Which can be from A to Z, really.
That's
whatever
right.
you got in the fridge, whatever's left over. Whatever is near, you know, the end.
Exactly.
So you just fire it in the soup.
Well, not too far near the end, but I do know when and when not to throw it in the soup. But you know what?
And don't ruin the soup with a bunch of white noodles, right?
No.
I don't
no,
like
no,
buying
no.
those soups. I
lentils,
never do.
Lentils, you can use beans if you like. You can use brown organic
whole foods.
Rice. Yeah.
Yeah,
we
whole
never,
foods from nature.
I never put noodles in because you don't like it. And
no,
I
but even the so-called whole wheat noodles...
Yeah.
I just think noodles
it's
made from flour
yeah.
are not nearly as
yeah.
healthful
yeah.
and wholesome
mm-hmm.
as, say, lentils, beans, peas, and, say, brown or wild rice. Far more nutritive value there.
Absolutely. So get on it and boil those bones and make a soup.
And if you want to get lean, use soup as a means. And also for building lean mass for you ectomorphs out there, soup loaded with good quality protein, lentils, beans, peas, that can be an excellent low glycemic, very, very hearty food. And of course, for the immune system during the winter months,
mm-hmm.
keeping the
nothing
immunoglobulins
like
and white blood cells power packed, soup is awesome.
Especially when I make it, right, dear?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, you are the greatest cook, the most wonderful soup maker.
Oh, yeah, fish, fishing for compliments.
So
okay.
that's that on the soup. So get into the homemade soup, people, and enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, who was last month's special guest.
Last month's special guest was Andre Potvin, the owner of InfoFit. And Andre really proved that he does have over 20 years experience in the field of exercise and training personal trainers. I was very motivated to hear that this field has just touched the tip of the iceberg regarding sports nutrition, health, and fitness. And there is definitely a calling for those who are interested in working in this exciting field.
Plus, he focused on qualification, not certification.
Yippee!
You know, there's a lot of people out there that think they're going to be an expert because they are so-called, quote-unquote, certified.
Right.
But they are not qualified,
right.
And there is a huge difference.
Yep.
To be qualified means you know what you're doing, you do it, and you're able to teach it and get the message across.
You should be doing it yourself. You should be doing
it yourself.
In order to be able to show somebody else.
That's the whole point.
It's like being born again, right?
That's the message of health.
Right.
Heal yourself. Get with the program yourself and then share that knowledge from that experience.
Also, his Gilligan's Island story was cute about how he used to do push-ups in the commercials of the Gilligan's Island show. And after a while, his body changed. And he puts good humor into his presentation as well. So
he's got a lot of good humor. Yeah. He's a really funny guy.
And he's in good shape, too. He looks good, huh?
He is one of the few ectomorphs out there that
he
actually has
really
some
good
bulges on his body.
Good-looking guy.
He's got some nice symmetry.
Whoops, I don't think I should have said that. Sorry, honey.
That's okay. It's okay. We are allowed to admire from afar.
So thanks, Andre.
Actions speak louder than words, my dear.
Thank you very much for that interview.
Okay, so who is our next month's special guest?
Next month's special guest is Terry Willard. He is a clinical herbalist and a PhD. Terry wrote Dr. Terry Willard's Encyclopedia of Herbs and a number of titles in the Wild Rose Herbal Series. Terry Willard operates the Wild Rose Holistic Clinic in Calgary, Alberta, and serves as the director of the Wild Rose College of Natural Healing.
Terry is a great guy. He's one of the first men that I ever listened to when I first started my career path in the health food business. I went to a seminar and right away signed up for one of his courses and eventually fulfilled that certification through the Wild Rose College of Natural Healing. I think I studied biology and nutrition and physiology. He's got a huge range of courses out of Calgary, Alberta. And wouldn't you know it, later on, 20, 25 years later, here I am working with the guy because he, like myself, is a consultant to Trophic Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks after the Wild Rose products, he formulates them, and I take care of the sports nutrition products.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, we're planning a tour next year and maybe even this year to come. So I'm looking forward to that interview. Because
and I also have his book right in my hand here, Mind Body Harmony, How to Resist and Recover from Autoimmune Diseases. And it was a great book.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I read that book, too.
Because I read it, too.
Yeah, he's a real deep thinker. He's been out there in the bush. He's worked with shamans in South America.
Is that what deep thinkers do? They go in the bush?
Yeah, because you got to get away from the urban life. You got to distract yourself.
I know.
I guess you got to unwind and get away from all that noise pollution. So anyway, that's going to be a great interview.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to
that. I've got a great lineup because I book all the speakers, huh?
Yeah,
so
well, that's because I
really
tell you who to get. But you do a good job.
But there's so many fantastic interviews that we've had and are going to have.
It's an endless stream.
It is.
When you look at the number of people out there who have expertise in certain areas in this field, that's what Sports Nutrition Update is all about. Okay, so what is your hot topic?
Happy New Year, everyone out there in SNU land. And who is everyone out there in SNU land? I'd like to take this opportunity to say hello to a few of our loyal subscribers. I just hope that I can pronounce everyone's name right. Consumers Nutrition, Marv Steffen. Wellbeings Health and Nutrition, Lloyd Baker and Diana Braylick. Glenn Murphy, Mike Kinshella, Leona Polson, Oliver Sofer, Greg Foster, Daniel Haw, Heinz-Jürgen Albeck, Susan Miller, Saskatoon Herbs and Health, John Helfenstein, Ron Reichard, Dr. Ron Reichard, Dr. Michael Colgan, and Norm Daniels with Body Plus, and all his team. Thank you for subscribing to SNU.
Right, you just hit the tip of the iceberg, really. So let's keep going on. Why don't we just spend this whole session going through everyone's name?
So
why did you pick these people? Why did they stand out?
Well, a lot of them are close friends.
They're friends of yours, right?
Yes.
And you're trying
close friends. And we email back and forth. And we have a little bit of fun, too. And, you know, being loyal right from the very beginning.
Yep.
So that's kind of nice. And we really, really appreciate you subscribing. And if you do have any special suggestions that you'd like us to touch on in some of our conversations in SNU, please don't hesitate to email me at tracyholly@shaw.ca. All right. Now, because it's the new year and happy new year to everybody, this is a time to get into balance with the different facets. We're like a diamond and we have different facets of our whole being. So like emotional, sexual, social, mental, physical, metaphysical, spiritual, and financial.
So if you are a diamond, my dear.
I'm a diamond in the rough.
Do you have any flaws?
Me?
Or are you flawless?
No, I'm perfect. I'm that. What are they? The C. There's four C's, isn't there? Cut, clarity.
I don't know. To me, a diamond is just a piece of rock.
I know. There's an energy to a diamond.
I know. There's an energy to everything, but hint, it's still hint. A piece of rock.
Hint. Okay, so let's start off with emotional. So grief, anger, guilt, or resentment can be a very heavy load to bear. Say yeah. Professional therapy works. A religious teacher, Reiki master, or a psychologist, to mention a few, can help you to resolve deep-seated issues and lighten your load. So reach out and recognize that we all need help and support, even if it means being vulnerable. Trust in this process, right? All righty. Then we have sexual. Okay.
Hubba.
Down boy. A healthy sex life is a natural function of our species, and it's not just for the young. Being sexually active with a loving partner, mind you, should and could be a satisfying and enjoying experience.
If you don't use it, you're going to lose it, baby.
That's where zinc comes in, huh? There are many
And fatty acids.
The list goes on.
No kidding.
There are many reasons why we can become sexually dysfunctional. Lots of different reasons why. So you can seek out some help on that one. It is important to communicate with your partner to ignite the desire. It's your right as a human being. To have a good sex life. Look at our design.
I mean, the biological reduced function of
me
a human.
Me, girl, you, boy. That's our design.
Is to procreate. And once you've served that purpose in biology, you're basically put out to pasture.
Amen.
My pasture.
You really have a way with words. You know that. Okay, so we have social. Let's just move on from sexual, shall we? Because I know you'll go on.
Let's spend the whole session on that one.
Okay. Social. Friendships need to be nurtured. Make a quick call or just say hi or email a short note to your friends to let them know that they're in your thoughts. Make a commitment to get together as a group at least once a month to celebrate a special event or to have a potluck dinner. This will create a lifelong bonds, provide a sense of belonging, and increase your sense of personal fulfillment. Mental. Stimulate your mind and educate yourself. Pick up a book or magazine and read a paragraph, page, or chapter every day or night.
Acquire knowledge.
This daily habit can improve your knowledge, memory, and general awareness. Reading will also expand your vocabulary and motivate you in many ways. And keep a dictionary handy. And that's what I want for Christmas, by the way, is I want a little handheld dictionary. I've asked you that for years.
I like our dictionary wars, right? Right? We have dictionary wars.
I'll
say a word and then you'll challenge me on the word whether I'm using it correctly.
Yes.
Of course I always
do. It's got to be the first, the number one.
No, it doesn't. Because that's the function of the dictionary war.
Yes, exactly.
Is if I'm using
number
it
one is the...
in the context that relates to my position. It might not be number one. It might be number 32.
Yes, right. I understand. I see
but
what you're
saying.
But words
mean different things to different people, right?
Yeah. And you can get yourself out of a
real jam or a pickle.
Just by talking. Okay, physical. Considering a more active lifestyle this year, try these energy-building tips. Avoid flour products such as bread, bagels, buns, and pasta. And I'm sure we've all had a lot of treats over the holidays, so it's time to get off it now. Drink at least 2 liters of filtered water a day and start a vitamin program. It's really that simple.
Start with the basics. Start with a good foundation program.
Getting on to metaphysical. We're all born with intuition, but we live in a culture that teaches us to look outside ourselves. Pay attention to the deep wisdom of intuition. Ask the question and trust that the answer lies within. Listen for the response and have the courage to accept and act upon what you hear. Don't allow self-doubt or fear to override your true inner feelings. That's a toughie, isn't
That's
it?
That's a good one. I like that word,
I courage. I do, too. Courage. Courage.
The most important virtue of all.
Exactly. Doesn't mean you're not afraid.
It means that you're not conforming.
Exactly.
To the wrong percentage group.
Exactly. And you and me conform? Never. Spiritual. Spirit is the life force, the breath, and the soul. It is what we see when we look into someone's eyes. Lift your spirits this year. Do some homework. Look back and see what's been missing in your life. What is your heart's desire? Be honest. Take that class or change your profession. Only you have the power to create your own happiness. So don't look, basically, it's don't look outside yourself, right? We're always looking outside to see what this person's doing and what that person's doing.
The kingdom of God is within you.
And if we ask them a question and they give us a negative answer, then it just changes our whole life. It changes our whole day. So we have to be true to ourselves.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Financial. Keeping up with the Joneses is an attitude profound in today's society, right?
For the sake of it, hello, wake up, people. Mm-hmm.
Credit cards, overdrafts, don't pay till next year, and dining out, well, forget it. We should strive to live within our means and not the opposite. Change your attitude about money, and don't associate saving money with deprivation. Instead, think of this process as a positive choice that you've made to create abundance. Financial wellness is a state of mind. So let's start today.
Well, success is not the result of making money.
No.
Making money is the result of success. So chop your wood, light it up, and the heat that it gives off is the money of life. But you got to do the work. So don't expect to get money unless you work for it and provide a service that is equal to the reward that you can expect. Hey, that sounded pretty good.
Jeez.
So what's the next one on the list?
That's it. That's all. There ain't no more.
That's it. So a brief summary then is that we are made up of different facets like a diamond, mm-hmm. emotional, sexual, social, mental, physical, metaphysical, spiritual, and financial. So two key words that we've always focused on within our relationship, honey, is quality and balance.
That's right.
Right? Focus on the quality and achieve balance. And how do we do that? By recognizing each of these different compartments, these facets of our being, and not denying them and putting time and energy into each one of them so that we can really be well.
And it's a new year, and it's a perfect time to turn over a new leaf and make some positive changes. It's the perfect time to do it. Rather than trying to change those around you, everybody, develop a relationship with yourself. If you try some of these suggestions that I mentioned, I believe that a true metamorphosis should happen and occur in your life, and your life will be a better place to live. But remember, it takes time.
Right.
It really does take time.
And do you know why it's a new year?
Why is it a new year?
Because the earth traveled around the sun, and it took that long to do it.
Oh, it was
365 days.
That simple of an answer.
But you know, I read an article recently in physics and geometry, and they don't know if the earth actually rotates around the sun or if the sun rotates around the earth.
Oh.
I was amazed by that. There are certain aspects of our environment and reality that we are still looking to unfold and reveal. So what is your final word?
My final word is by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Perseverance is a great element of success. If you only knock long enough and loud enough at the gate, you are sure to wake up somebody.